You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people.
You are listening to the first returning episode of Noise Complaint, a show where we host local bands for a show and an interview. Today in the station, we're here with Rosemary Ginger.
All right, hello. We're Rosemary Ginger. Thank you, CITR, for having us, and we're going to play a few songs for you. This first one's called Build Your House Around Me.
Thank you.
thank you to our audience, both outside of this room and on the air. Once again, we're Rosemary Ginger, and this next song we're about to play is an unreleased one. It's a newer one. It's called Track of Time.
When I keep track of time.
go to the next song now. This one we just put out. It's called Over My Face.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, CITR. We are Rosemary Ginger. We've got a few more for you. This next one is called Disappeared. This next one is called Headlights, and once again, we're Rosemary Ginger. We got one last one for you. It's called Ocean in Between. We also just released it on Spotify, Apple Music, and all that. And yeah, we're Rosemary Ginger. My name is Adam, and we have Amy on vocals, Jack on the bass, Elias on drums, Carter on guitar, and I'm Adam on keys and vocals. And thank you to CITR for having us. We'll do this last one now. Thank you. Thank you, CITR. We're Rosemary Ginger. And yeah, we just played Ocean in Between to conclude our set. And thank you once again, CITR, for having us.
Thank you so much, Rosemary Ginger, for an amazing set. And thank you to you guys for listening to the first returning episode of Noise Complaint. We'll be back with an interview after a short break.
Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information. Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
BC Culture Days announces its inspiring series of community events presented by artists and cultural organizations spanning across British Columbia from September 22nd to October 15th, 2023. BC Culture Days is a network of over 350 diverse events, all aimed at showcasing the artistic and cultural essence of over 50 participating communities. All events are free or pay what you may, including a variety of events for all ages. And anyone from grassroots community volunteers, public libraries and independent artists, to major arts, culture, and heritage institutions can register Culture Day's events as long as the events are participatory and free or pay what you may to attend. Event registration is open until September 22nd at 9 p.m. To find out more, visit culturedays.ca and follow at BC Culture Days on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is our first episode of Noise Complaint in a very long time with the one and only Rosemary Ginger. We have them in the studio today.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I can start.
Yes.
I'm Adam. I'm a fifth-year student here at UBC, and I play keys and sing for the band.
I'm Elias. I play drums.
I'm Carter. I play guitar.
Awesome.
I'm Amy, and I sing backup vocals.
I'm Jack. I'm the bass guy.
We love bass guys. Okay, awesome. Thanks. Thanks so much for playing in the studio today. Noise Complaint has been on a hiatus for a hot minute, so it's nice to be back in the swing of things. Is this your first time playing on air?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. How was it? How was the experience?
It was a lot of fun. There were some people outside the studio. A little child dancing. That was pretty funny. It was pretty cute.
That's cute.
And yeah, it was good to be like in a little space like this. It kind of just felt like we were at a, you know, practice that we would normally do, but on air. So yeah, very
pretty
grateful.
Sick.
How many people do you think are listening right now?
How many people? It's impossible to tell. It takes a lot of paperwork and it could be Bill. It could be everyone, honestly, in the world. Yeah, it's possible. We have that range, apparently.
That's true.
Yeah. You guys played a great set. I feel like I heard a lot of different things going on in there. I was curious, what are your influences and what do you listen to?
Oh my goodness.
I know, like, it's a big question, but
it's kind of just a mix of a lot of different genres, which I feel like you can hear based on our music. Mm-hmm. I know, like, a lot of us have a jazz background, so it kind of stems from that, but not necessarily like wanting to play, you know, straight ahead jazz. We kind of have that indie, I guess, feel as well. And like, I playing the keyboards as well, I've really loved like 80s pop music for a long time because it's very keyboard focused. So I kind of like incorporated that into my writing as well.
Awesome. I actually had a question for you. Since I tried to book Rosemary Ginger about a year ago for an event we had here called Degree Navigator, you said you were on exchange. Mm-hmm. So part one of the question, where did you go?
I went to Barcelona.
Oh, cool. And B, did being there and being in a new environment influence your writing in any way?
Yeah, I definitely think so. In a lot of Europe, the EDM, like electronic scene, is a lot bigger there. Mm-hmm. So when I was there, I kind of like got exposed to that style of music for the first time. And then the last song you heard, Ocean in Between, has like a drum and bass kind of breakbeat thing going on for most of this song. So I kind of got inspiration for that from that sort of scene. And also the lyrics talk about being kind of like away from your home, away from your friends and loved ones for a period of time, and like missing them and like not knowing what's going to happen when you're back. So that song, that whole song, was basically about being on exchange.
Awesome. In terms of the writing process, just in general, like, how does it work with you guys? What is the process?
Basically I bring them ideas and they're like rough half-finished demos, and then they work their magic on their instruments and completely elevate and transform them.
I also feel like our songs kind of write themselves, like, as we play shows. Like, mm-hmm. often the first time we'll play a song, it'll sound a lot like the demo that Adam gave us. And then, like, as we play it more and more live, we kind of like pick up on what the audience likes and doesn't like, and then like the songs just kind of evolve over time.
Is it hard to figure out when the song's evolution is over? Like, I've talked to a lot of songwriters who never really know when to stop changing things, because you could go on forever in theory.
Yeah, it's never really over. Like, I guess you could, like, a recording, when we release it, it's like at one point in time what it is, but mm-hmm. it keeps on going after that. Like, the songs we put out 2 months ago are still changing. So
there definitely is like a point though where, like, sometimes when I'm going into shows, I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna play for this song, and then like as we play it more and more, there gets a point where it's like, oh, I actually kind of do what I know what I'm gonna play for most of the song. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of a nice point to get to. When you're like knowing what you're going
to do. Totally.
I would also say that, like, I don't know, when you're playing a show, you get to try different things, mm-hmm. which is fun. Like, the recorded version, like Adam mentioned, is like one point in time. When you play shows, it's like, hey, I'm just going to try this, I'm just going to try that. And then that's how it kind of never ends, I guess.
Yeah. That's the beauty of live music. You can just keep going. Do you want to say something? Oh.
Maybe it's because we're all like best friends out of the bands too. And when you're like playing with your best friends, you know, it brings the best out of you. Like, you're not scared of like trying new things without like other people judging. So yeah I think that's a really important part.
Yeah, and like on that note too, like Ocean in Between, that like half shoegazy like half time that happens at the end, it was honestly because Adam, Elias, and Carter were just like in the basement of my house. I wasn't able to practice that day, and they were just like, yo, we came up with some crazy things, and they brought it next practice and we all loved it. So like, you know, that was a whole different section that wasn't in Adam's original demo that got added because they were messing around, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything you guys listen to that you incorporate, whether it's in the songwriting or just like what you add live when you're improvising, that you think people would be surprised is an influence on you? I don't know how the structure of that sentence panned out, but I think you understood what I asked.
I think the second track, I think it was the second track we played, called Track of Time. It's a newer one that we're working on recording.
That was kind of influenced by like Jamaican music, like reggae and dub. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like the bass line, the like, it's like kind of like a slow, groovy type of thing. But I think the rest of the instruments are like so far from that that you might not be able to pick on, up on that until you kind of like listen to it again and be like, oh yeah, that's where that comes from.
Awesome. Yasna, do you have any questions, observations?
Yeah, I had a question for you guys. I was wondering how the Vancouver like local music community has impacted you guys as a band.
I mean, we were kind of brought up in the local community. We met through another club at UBC called Blank Vinyl Project, and we kind of like
shouts out
them. And yeah, it kind of went from there. We started playing shows and meeting more people kind of around the city, and I guess sort of expanding our, like, you know, our connections, our friend group and all that. And yeah, it's been a supportive, for the most part, like, little community. It's pretty tight knit. And you know, you end up playing on shows with a lot of like bands that your friends are also in, or like friends of friends are in and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like a big group hang a lot of the time. And these folks are in other bands as well.
What are your other bands? You can plug them. You can plug anything you want.
Well,
within reason.
Jack and I are in Sylvie Cox, which just released a new single called AJ. You should go listen to it. It's a banger.
And Tomorrow Summer's Over comes out. It's tomorrow.
Oh, there's another single coming out. And I am a lead vocalist for Ramen Fog, which is another local band.
Since you guys seem to be in like a lot of different bands, is it hard to figure out what you want to bring to each project, or is it like very clear in your mind when you have an idea who you want to explore it with?
I mean, I feel like Rosemary Ginger is just like the sort of music that I would want to write if there were like no kind of constraints or anything. It's just kind of like a way for me to, it was a way for me to explore songwriting in COVID, and then it kind of transformed into its own band. And then for other projects, like, yeah, I don't know, it's just fun to kind of take a bit of a step back and like play other people's music as well. It's good to have that balance.
Yeah, totally. I was gonna touch on that too, because for Ramen Fog, I write all the lyrics and the melody and stuff with my guitarist, and so it's really nice to be on something that Adam wrote, and something that wasn't originally like my idea, and to add to it in a way that's like enhancing it, I guess. Whereas like when you write your own music, it's a lot of like, okay, we need to build the structure, we need to like build the foundation for us to be able to like change it or play with it, but being able to have Adam write a bulk of the skeleton of the song and for us to add something to it is like a completely different experience. And it you know, it's really enjoyable, and I love just adding to it. So that's why I really love being in this band, which wasn't the question, but that's where we are now. I love this band. Mm-hmm.
So perfect.
One thing about like playing in a couple bands, I do notice like my style of drumming changes a lot in like Sylvie's band versus Rosemary Ginger, but it's not really like a conscious thing. And I think it's just has to do with like the musicians that you're in a band with, like mm-hmm. their styles like bring out certain things in you, and it's like a conversation. So yeah.
Word. I thought you were going to say something. I was curious about the name of your band, Rosemary Ginger. Is that a favorite flavor profile, or just two words that sound pretty good together? How did that come to be?
It's a bit of both. It's a good tea flavor. Mm-hmm. It also just kind of like sounds cool. And I'm Ginger, which is not really directly related, but it comes up whenever people talk about the name.
Is that the assumption?
Yeah.
Well, radio, no one can see anyone, so no assumptions. No one would ever know.
I just revealed.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, one last question for you guys. What's your favorite part about being in a band?
Oh.
I think, like Jack kind of mentioned, we're all just like homies. So playing together is just so much fun, and like we're all kind of just goofballs. I don't know, but it's just silly. Like every time we play together or rehearse together, it's just fun, and it's like a good mix between like serious, and you get to work on like yourself and the songs, and then also just hanging out with your friends. It's just really fun.
Yeah, on that note of like being friends, I feel like my best memories of being in a band together were like, so we do like weekly practices, but once in a while, like one of us will just be like, I feel like shit today, can we not practice? And then we'll just like hang out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's always like really exciting when we're like, yeah, we're not going to practice today. Let's just like go to Kermit's or something.
It's like a PD day.
Yeah, exactly. And like some of my best memories as a band were like the missed practices when we just hung out. So yeah, I love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
God, I'm going to cry. Yeah, for me, it's like, oh my God, I'm actually going to cry. But no, it's literally about the people, 100%. Like, these guys are my best friends, and Elias is actually moving to Montreal in January, so...
I didn't give my notice to my employer yet, so I hope they're not listening.
sorry. But, you know, like, so a lot of it is just, like, enjoying the moments that we have together, and, you know, being in a band is, like, the least of it with these guys, you know? Like, they have been such a huge part of my musical journey, and I know that we've all impacted each other a lot, too, in our personal lives and in our musical lives, so... You know, that's the best part. That's just not just being in a band or being in a project. It's always about the people and the memories you make together.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I feel like all that love also comes through the music. So it's like a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap up, is there anything you guys want to plug, talk about, scream into the void, anything?
Yeah, we released... two songs a little while ago, Ocean in Between and Over My Face. We just played both of them live, so if you liked what you heard, go check it out on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to your music. And we have some shows coming up October 5th, and then we'll be doing some more recording. So yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Rosemary double underscore Ginger, and I'll put all the show details there.
Awesome. Ooh, wee.
That was Jack's contribution.
Beautiful.
We're media trained.
Clearly.
Awesome. So you listen to Noise Complaint at CITR 101.9 FM. Check out our Instagram at Phantom Records to see what future guests we're going to have on the show. And thank you to Rosemary Ginger and Yasna.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.